if I cornered you or any one of my listeners and said, okay, your number one priority, go ahead. What is your number one priority?
Number one priority is students and doing what's right on behalf of students and for students.
Okay, what's your number one priority to get that done?
Well, giving parents and students a lot more choices in how they get their education and where they get their education. I had the opportunity to choose the best education for my children. I know that there are millions of parents who hope for and wish for that same opportunity for their children. And we have to change a number of things in order to facilitate that happening. States are taking this on and are making changes in their public policy to allow this to happen in some ways. But we need to accelerate that process, I believe, and the federal government needs to get out of the way of that happening.
How is the federal government in the way?
Well, the federal government in the last couple of decades has continued to reach further and further into the operations and the role of education in this country, and has layered on regulations and rules that are counterproductive to doing the best thing on behalf of students. If we can eliminate those things that get in the way of teachers doing what they do best in the classroom and allow for local communities to take up the mantle of leadership and also spur some creativity and innovation in approaches to education, that will be a good result ultimately.
Right. So give me an example of a regulation that stands in the way of all of that, that you would like to eliminate.
Well, one of them has been broadly implemented and is now being rolled back as the Every Student Succeeds Act is implemented. There has been so much federal engagement in states over the years. The new authorization or reauthorization of the K-12 Education Act, Every Student Succeeds, returns a lot of that power and flexibility to the states. And I am urging, as states put their own plans together, that the states actually look to their local communities in a much more significant way and decisions.
Right. And in order for this to happen, Congress has to pass a law. What has to happen specifically?
They've already passed the Every Student Succeeds Act, which relates to federal support of K-12 education. We are very hopeful to advance the president's agenda to provide parents more choices and opportunities. It may come in the form of a federal tax credit that would complement what's going on in states and allow for parents to make choices of the delivery mechanism for their child's education. So allowing for a range of private choices and private mechanisms that they could access different education and in some cases, and hopefully in many cases, could customize their child's education to meet individual students' needs.
Are you surprised at the intensity of the opposition from the teachers' unions?
I'm not surprised. I think, you know, they are clearly doing what they are meant to do on behalf of their membership. But their member, it's focused around adult needs and adult jobs,
yes, exactly.
Not around needs of children and needs of students. And we are losing far too many students today because they are forced to go to places that are not working for them. And I grant that in many of those places there are good, well-intentioned people, but for students for whom it is not working, we need to provide other options and other alternatives.
I know you have to leave. One final question. What would you like, if anything, what can my listeners do to help you?
What listeners could do is to continue to raise this issue in their local communities in support of giving parents more choices. States will have the mechanisms, whether it's tax credit scholarships, education savings accounts, vouchers, distance learning, course choice, blended learning. Raise your voices around the notion of giving parents the power to make these choices on behalf of their children, all parents.
Well, thank you so much. The Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, thank you for coming by. I know how intense your schedule is, and please feel free to go. You don't have to hear my final comments on this, but I want you, my listeners, to understand it is morally mind-boggling that people would oppose giving the poorest students in our country the same opportunities of choice that the richest students have. And this is considered progressive. That's what I find the most amazing part, is that people who think of themselves as liberal, progressive, and think that that is the moral position to have, that you leave one type of schooling with a monopoly on schooling, and that kids can't, or parents can't choose for their kids the way the rich can, and they claim to speak on behalf of the poor. This is truly up is down and down is up. That is the world in which we live.